Now, other people will call them John boats. Down here, they call them Joe boats.
Huh. How's that different from the skiff?
Oh. Well, Joe boats are just plain, you know, pleasure fishing boats.
Mm-hmm.
And a skiff is used by your shrimpers. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have high sides and everything, so they can pull the trawls over and work.
The skiff doesn't?
The skiff doesn't.
Is this, you said Lafitte skiff?
Lafitte skiff.
Is that a specific kind of skiff?
A certain kind of skiff, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
It's the style.
Mm-hmm. Is it a brand or just
a... No, it's the style. Like a catamaran, well, this would be a Lafitte skiff, and they come in all sizes.
Uh-huh. Lafitte was a pirate one.
Mm-hmm.
Say the child was just learning to dress himself. The mother would bring in the clothes and tell him
to get dressed.
Or here.
Here's your clothes.
Okay. And if you were taking a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might tell him, you don't need to be scared. What's going to hurt you?
I'm not going to hurt you.
Okay. Did you ever say, I ain't going to hurt you?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, I guess.
How would you say that?
Well, down here we don't say we don't say I too much either. We say ah,
uh-huh.
A-H. I ain't gonna do this and I ain't gonna do that.
Uh-huh.
I ain't gonna.
You say ain't much yourself?
I don't. Not too much.
Mm-hmm.
At least I'm not aware of it, you know.
What about if I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say,
No, it wasn't I.
Okay. Would you ever say, no, it wasn't me?
No, it wasn't me. Most probably I'd just say no.
And if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
A sample.
Okay. And something, say she sees a dress that she likes very much, she'd say that dress is very...
Pretty.
And just... Very pretty, she'd say the dress was just...
Beautiful.
And something that she could wear over her dress in the kitchen.
An apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
Pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place.
Pen.
And something that, kind of a metal that, soup you buy comes in a can made out of...
Tin.
Okay. And a dime is worth
10 cents.
And say if I ask you if you know a person, you might say, no, I don't know him, but
I've heard of him.
Okay. Did you ever hear tell of him?
Mm-mm.
And say something that you do every day. If I ask you, do you do it frequently? You'd say,
Yes, I do it often.
Okay. And if you were asking me whether he does that sort of thing, you'd say...
Does he do it often?
Okay. And you'd say, well, I don't smoke cigarettes, but he...
Smokes?
You say, I
he
don't.
Does.
Huh?
He does.
Okay. And you say, well, I don't know if he did that or not, but people...
People say he does?
Okay. And... Say if I ask you about something, you say, well, I think that's right, but I'm not.
Sure.
And something that a man would wear to church on Sunday.
Suit.
And if he just bought it, it would be a brand.
New suit.
And do you remember when they had a three-piece suit?
The vest, the pants, and the coat.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for pants?
Trousers.
Okay. What about something that a man would wear if he was working out around the barn?
Coveralls.
Do coveralls have sleeves to them? Or?
No,